Good evening. Welcome to the Central College Radio Coaches Corner on 92.1 KRLS, a softball-centric show as the Dutch have qualified for their 30th NCAA postseason. We learned as we record this interview just a little bit ago, Central's hosting a regional tournament this weekend. We'll talk more about that, but we kick things off with George Wares of the American Rivers Conference champion, regular season and tournament champion, Dutch. Coach, thanks for joining us. It's been a fantastic last couple of weeks, fantastic weekend. How are you feeling as you get ready for the postseason for the 30th time?
You know the answer to that before you even ask it. And, you know, thanks again, Trevor, for, you know, I know you had some players on. And, you know, you're a big part of this, and we're hoping to make a run for no other reason or one of the reasons, just so you can, you know, keep following us and getting more games. And we're excited. You know, it's 31 or 1 or 30. It's every team is different. We're just excited, and you know, you saw the reaction, even though we knew we were in as the AQ, getting the chance to host it and then seeing who we're playing. It's special.
Well, 2 weeks ago, we weren't quite sure if this moment would be here. On Good Friday, you got swept by Co, and that put you in a very perilous position. If you can think back to what it was like then and talk just about what's transpired since then to get this team to a point that I know you feel really good about.
Well, you know, we've always, you know, historically been really honest with our team. And after we got swept, looked at things and said, if we get to the point where we have to win the tournament, I'm going to tell you that. And then obviously that might make a difference in how we handle our pitching, especially Mariah. And said, you know, looking at it, I think if we can get 7 out of the next 8, you know, we might be in a pretty good spot. And I think somebody else, let's get 8 straight. And so that was kind of our mission, you know, thinking regular season, because Cornell would have been the 7th and 8th. And, you know, we didn't in the regular season, and then that was our talk before the Dubuque game. All right, we got 6. I guess the 8 are going to have to be, or the 7, 8 are going to have to be a little different being in the conference tournament. And it was an improbable run. You know, I was asked before, were you stunned? I wasn't stunned, but if somebody says you're not surprised to see a team turn it around like that, and, you know, and it showed, obviously, in Co. I mean, the first game against Co up there was a very competitive, very close game, but what they did to us in game 2 and what Smith did to us, and did to us the beginning of the game here, you know, but to lose those two and then come back and for Mariah to be able to shut them out, that shows quite a turnaround moving forward.
Well, let's talk about this past weekend before we dive into looking ahead at the NCAA tournament. First of all, a great weekend of softball. Would you comment on that all around with, as you and I have talked about, maybe as deep as this league has been in quite some time?
Yeah, it's been very deep before, so I agree with you. It's definitely, I thought going in, I thought Simpson played really, really well, but, you know, I thought maybe they were the team that had the least likely possibility of winning it, even though they're playing well, and I was impressed with what their coaching staff did, you know, from when we first played them at the beginning of the conference season. And then Dubuque was on a roll. I thought it was wide open. And just the first day, you know, watching Dubuque and Luther and then Simpson and Wartburg, you know, if you didn't care who won, he was just a spectator, it was very special. The atmosphere was good. The weather, fortunately, was good. And, you know, we are what we are, and we're proud of it. I mean, we're D3, but, you know sometimes that gets wow, you know, you're only D3. And I think if people would have been in the environment this weekend, they would have understood just how competitive that Division III softball can be played. And this league is at the top of that list.
There was only one game that wasn't a down-to-the-wire game, and it was your first one, the first semifinal on Saturday, an 8-2 win over the University of Dubuque. You scored 6 runs in the first inning to really take control of that game, and I know they swing it well, and you weren't ever completely comfortable, but had to feel good to get out to a win an early lead and just kind of coast to a win.
It did, because, you know, when we played in the regular season, they jumped on us both games in the first, and so the most comforting thing that, you know, we got through the top of the first, and then I thought if we could get a run or two to kind of go the other way, and then, you know, you don't expect to score 6, but we were able to, and you're right, you never completely, especially the way this league has been with comebacks and comebacks and comebacks, but, you know, let's face it, when you score 6, you felt pretty secure that you were going to find a way to hang on, and that I think it took some stressful innings off of Mariah, where she still had to pitch the pitch count, but she didn't have to pitch a lot of stressful innings.
And then the game against Co, and there's a lot to talk about in that one, but it ends up being a 3-0 win. From a coaching perspective, what was that game like? Just all of the thing, the twists and the turns and the great defensive plays and strikeouts and those kind of things.
Well, when you use the word roller coaster, that's what it was, and that's why it was enjoyable. I mean, you know, you play and you coach to get into games like that, and commend Co for a lot of things that they did and what our players did. And, you know, you could go through and probably have six or seven highlight reel type defensive plays that, you know, turned it around. And from our standpoint, you know, the big one, in my opinion, was, you know, 3-0, and then Fritz comes back and strikes Jones out on back-to-back rise balls. And that was huge. And I think that was the play that probably allowed us to really get some momentum. And then we finally got on the board, obviously, to take the lead. And Sadie Boffer, you know, what can you say about her? Big day and just a big season for her. So, yeah, that was a special game to be a part of. And, you know, I'm glad that, you know, the league got a couple more teams in. I thought Co was very deserving. Felt pretty good that whoever lost that game was still going to get in.
Yeah, not to overlook Amanda Segulis either. She was the first one that finally broke through with the base hit, a double in the fifth to get things started, and then Sadie drove her in, and she also got a hit and scored on Sadie's double an inning later. So nice late in the season, Amanda putting a little bit of a charge into things.
Well, it started with Loris. You know, she had a huge day there, and, you know, as I said at that time, Coach O'Brien spent a lot of time with her and trying to get some different things worked out, and she's listening and she's trying, and, you know, that's just a big plus for us if we can get more out of our 7, 8, 9. And you know, we're getting and Kylie Olsen doing a lot of good things, you know, obviously behind the plate, but, you know, she gets two big sacrifice bunts down, and, you know, she's never an easy out. But if we keep getting that kind of production out of Segulis and Boffer, that's just going to make us a lot tougher in postseason.
What does the conference championship mean, you know, both kind of intrinsically but also factually in terms of you moving forward with postseason?
Well, you know, it's kind of, we've talked about this in the past so much, and, you know, our goal is Tyler, Texas, but, you know, there's subplots to that, and winning the conference is a big deal, and probably, you know, we haven't won it outright for a while, and just seeing the reaction of other people, you know, that are connected to Central, whether it's currently or in the past, and how much it means to them to win the conference, that makes it pretty special. And then to back it up with the tournament win, you know, that didn't happen very often. You know, part of it is because usually whoever wins the regular season is pretty comfortable they're in. You might kind of switch up, you know, what you're doing from a pitching standpoint and all that. But it's special, and you could tell the players really really felt good about winning it and being able to host the conference tournament for the first time in a while.
Visiting with George Ware is here on the Central College Radio Coaches Corner on KRLS. All right, let's shift our focus forward to the NCAA tournament. You found out a little bit earlier because you're part of the selection committee, but the world found out at noon today that Central will be hosting a regional. Lake Forest will be the opponent on Friday, and then we've got St. Ben's and Wisconsin Oshkosh as the other two teams. One of those four will advance out to a super regional. Initial thoughts on the regional hosting and the three teams that are coming.
I think hosting is, you know, really special. You know, you saw the crowd we got in the conference tournament, and if we get nice weather, I think we'll have a similar type crowd. I think people are excited about watching this team play. They're pretty unique in some of the drama that they bring and some of the excitement that they bring. And, you know, it's the same when you're in this area, you're just not going to get anything easy. You know, you've got historically, you know, Lake Forest has done really, really well. They were in the regional last year at Luther, as was St. Ben's. La Crosse, I think, missed out last year, but they're always there. And, you know, they already beat us in the regular season out in Arizona. So it's going to be a very competitive regional like it always is. And like I've always said, you know, I think when you play our number four seed, it's a little different than most number four seeds. And Lake Forest has played a really good schedule. You know, they played Linfield, they played Hope, they played Illinois Wesleyan. So it's not they're going to come in here and say, well, we're, you know, we aren't used to this, because they are used to it. And so it'll be competitive, and I'm glad we're at home. You know, it was nice to experience the travel part of it last year. I think it was kind of fun to go somewhere else and not have to deal with the hosting. And I know it's tough administratively sometimes for the people that have to put in the work, but, you know, it's very special for our players, I think, to get other opportunities to get on our field. And we've been pretty good at home this year as well.
Well, you've been riding the right arm of Mariah Fritz pretty much all year, but really down the stretch here in this 8-0 finish. Can you ride her to a regional tournament title, or does she need some help?
Oh, we always, you know, you think you're going to need some help. And, you know, you look at Danielle Riley, she already gave us a lot of help. When you look at Arizona, you know, she got the wins against Hamlin, Augsburg, and Gustavus. And so there's always going to be something that happens at some point of the season, you know, even though Danielle's not pitching that much right now. And but you know, realistically with what she's done, if we're going to get to the Super Regional and beyond, it's definitely going to be Mariah throwing the majority of the innings. There's no question about that. And I'm happy now that, we did what we did, because she's going to be used to it. So it's not like throwing 200 pitches in the day is going to be foreign to her. And she's really handled that well, you know, and I don't think she would have handled that. I know she wouldn't have 2 years ago and probably not last year. And just been a lot of conversations with, if you don't have your best, give us the best you have. And she's been able to adapt to that. And I feel pretty confident when she has some rest, too. So I'm really happy that, we got the Friday. I know it sounds crazy one day, but the Friday versus the Thursday, I think it's just some rest. She was really good against Dubuque early with the rest, and I'm hoping that's how she'll come out against Lake Forest.
Well, and the beauty of this tournament is if you keep winning, you just keep playing one a day.
That's why you try to get in. You know, you can actually win the national championship without having to play two games in one day. We said all along that if we can get there, we think we've got the type of team that can do something, and now we get a chance to show that.
All right, talk our listeners a little bit through what is the road ahead. I mean, this is the 30th time that you've prepared for this thing. How do you go about getting this team in the last few days as ready as they can be for that first pitch on Friday?
Well, two things to it. I think it's a little better this year than other years we've hosted because we're in our regular academic calendar, so to speak. We don't have finals. We don't have graduation. And that makes it a lot easier. So for us, it'll just be a normal Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then play on a Friday at whatever we end up with a start time, and then Saturday and Sunday, hopefully. So that's actually a benefit, I think. And then the other thing is, different than most coaches, some say, well, it's just another game. Well, it is another game. But we said that, in the conference doubleheader against Luther and also the conference tournament. When the first pitch is thrown, you don't think about regional. It's just another game. But right now, if they aren't enjoying the hype and the atmosphere and, you interviewing them and all those other things, then you're not doing it for the right reason, because you're supposed to have fun with this. They earn the right to be where they are. And so I hope they enjoy the kind of the build-up to the games. And I think we'll be very good in it because of the fact that we are at home and have our, basically normal practice times. Nothing will be different other than the Thursday time that we have.
And you've made no bones about Tyler, Texas being your goal. Is this a type of team? Do you feel confident that they can get to Texas?
Well, if you'd asked me that a couple weeks ago, I'd have said, 5% chance, because we weren't even in. Now we're in. I'm saying it's up to a 25% chance. And, if I tell the players we got a 25% chance after we got beat by Center of Kentucky, they probably said, we'll take it, coach. Let's go with the 25%. So, yeah, I mean, you've seen us. We've been really, really bad, and we've been really, really good. And fortunately, recently, we've been more on the good side. And if the good Central softball team shows up, we'll be very, very competitive in the regional and or the super regional.
And the last one for you, I know there's years that you've been playing really well down the stretch and then fizzled out in the tournament, and years where you just wonder what's going on at the end of the year and have great success in the postseason. In the 30-some-odd years you've been doing this, have you been able to put your finger on anything that would lend to some kind of a prediction of what's going to show up, or we got to show up Friday and figure it out?
Probably have to show up Friday and figure it out, but and obviously I've been wrong in making those predictions, and I'm not sure if there's a whole lot. It's kind of like when you take an infield, you can take a really good infield and then you look horrible in the game, or vice versa. But for what it's worth, this team, and we've taken really good infields, we've looked pretty good, and we've taken not very good infields, we haven't looked so good. And I think this team is a little different, because playing well, it was almost like we've been playing our postseason for the last 8 games. We felt like we had to win a lot of games down the stretch to even be in this position. And so I think we're a little more ready for that, if you lose, go home type thing, because that's kind of what we've been doing for the last couple weeks.
All right, congratulations on the late success, Coach, and we'll see you on Friday. Best of luck.
Okay, thanks a lot, Trevor.
And that's George Ware, Central College head softball coach, joining us on the Central College Radio Coaches Corner. After this break, we're going to talk with Lauren Bagby and Daria Parchert of the Dutch, and then some highlights of Central's 3-0 win against Coe to wrap it up here on the Central College Radio Coaches Corner.